who take refuge in him. So I want to end on this thought, really, that you with God can make a difference. You with God can make a difference. And often we just need to face the fact that we, just us as an individual with God, can make a difference. So if you turn it back on? Yeah. So you've heard that this individual is going. Years and years ago, I led a team to do some reconnaissance work in Albania before the whole country was open there. It was a very interesting time, followed most of the day by the KGB, until I was able with my partner to lose them and then to engage with some other things. But we had a great response in the people in the street once we got rid of our KGB follow-up, because the people were so pleased to see us. And we were like announcing to them, another day is coming, another day is coming. And so remember that you can be the vehicle to bring another day into someone's life. So quickly, tell me, who's Rosa Parks? Black lady on a bus, 1955, who decided, I'm not giving my seat up to a white person, even though she was sitting in the wrong place in the bus. The whole start of a civil rights movement to change everything. She wasn't young, she was quite elderly, but God used her. Blessed are those who take refuge in him. Who's Jackie Pullinger? Yes, China, that city which is no longer exists anymore, because she brought blessing to all those who were riddled with drugs through releasing them through the speaking of tongues. You know, her church leaders didn't want her to go. She went on her own, one individual with God, making a difference to Hong Kong that remains. Who's the most famous German you know? Right, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, yes, a very important guy who was part of the plot to assassinate Adolf Hitler. Just for you to see, really, how you can be involved in things. Leslie and I put up a German man when we were in Mountain Ash, because nobody else in the village could speak German apart from Leslie, and it turned out that this was a German soldier who had been part of the plot to assassinate Hitler. So you just have some very interesting people come and sit in your house sometimes, or you just meet very interesting people. So for me, the most famous is Martin Luther. 95 theses on the door of Wittenberg. 500 years this year that we are celebrating since he did that. Have a look at some important articles, because most of what he's standing for is attempting to be undone at this particular time. Who's David Brainerd? David Brainerd. Yes, in which place? No. Never mind. He was the man who took the gospel to the American Indians. We've all watched cowboy and Indian films. Everybody wants to get rid of the Indian, grab their land and everything. And David Brainerd was a solitary figure who went and brought the gospel. Yonggi Cho? Yes, Prayer Mountain, Seoul, Korea, the biggest congregations in the world, of over 1 million in Seoul, in Korea. And then you have this individual that's been mentioned this morning. But the point of this is to say to you, you can make a difference if you put your trust and have God as your refuge. Who knows what may come to your door? I have had a letter through Downing Street this morning. A friend that I've been advising for years and years lives about 400 meters from the tower that caught fire. They were woken up in the middle of the night by all the helicopters and everything. And so her and her husband came downstairs. They opened the church doors, really, so that they could be used, and have been heavily involved over the last few days, really, with all that's been going on. Because of the cordon, the newspapers and the televisions have all been camped outside their house because there's a great view of the tower and because they couldn't get any closer. And so this Christian couple have had all these opportunities really to talk to people and to be part of the teams that you've seen on the television, and the church is open. But she texted me on Friday night to say, I'm in Downing Street at 10:30 on Saturday morning. And if you look in the Daily Mail today, and if you don't want to buy a newspaper, you can look at it online, you'll see this group of people, and it's been on the television if you watch the television, who've been there with Theresa May. They met her first in the church, but because of the danger to Theresa May's security, and they had to whisk her away, as you know, she said, please come to Downing Street, and they had 2.5 hours yesterday morning talking about all the things. And although you won't know who she is, she's in that picture of that group of people, and I'm not going to mention her specifically by name because I don't want to risk anything for her. What could happen at your door today, tomorrow, next week? Blessed are those who take refuge in him. The contemplation is that me and God, we can do great things. Who knows what or where we'll end up with the Lord. And so in the midst of all of that, I reemphasize the fact that's come through in so many ways today, we can make a difference. We can make a difference. One final thing, really. I had a picture during the worship this morning of the Thames with the tide out. It's not an unusual picture. I'm sure you will have seen it many times. And yet you feel that the life of God, the water of God, the presence of the Holy Spirit, it may feel like tied out in your life at this time. But the Lord is just saying, look at those pictures of when the tide is out in the Thames. And don't just look at the mud, but look at the people who are searching in the mud. The people who've got those little magnetic things, you know, that they drag along the floor. And the people who are digging and doing various things. And I felt God say to you, even if you feel the tide of your life is out at the moment and it's just muddy everywhere, look, because there are treasures in the mud. There are treasures in the mud. So this is not a bad time. It's just a different time. But in this different time, there are treasures for you. Well, I needed to leave it there, but if you want some more info, I'm gladly pass it on to you, as I've said earlier on. Good to see you. Nice to be with you once again. And if I don't see you, I'm back again for Christmas and the Advent series. 14 years now, and I'll be back. And I already know what I'm going to do from the Lord.